How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Welcome to Postcast. David Locke, along with Ron Boone, as the Jazz defeat the San Antonio Spurs, win their 51st game of the year, 101-97 the win. What's your takeaway from this one, Mr. Boone?
Well, I kind of enjoyed the basketball game, knowing that it really meant something, and then it didn't mean anything. The only thing, that is big, that to get home court advantage. But it was the way it was. They got it done, and a lot of guys played well. I think both coaches, as I mentioned earlier, were feeling each other out, just trying to, see what the other was going to do as far as substitutions, as far as, leaving certain guys out there on the floor. But what it does is forces the L.A. Clippers now to finish the season out on the floor and not worry about seeding.
As we sit here right now, Clippers 53, Kings 47 at half. We'll see what happens with that. Here's what jumped out to me today, Ron, was the rotation we saw from the Jazz. We saw a healthy Jazz team, and we saw a lot of they started with Boris and with Joe. Then we saw them go small with Rudy Gobert in the center with what I think is going to be a dominating lineup with Rodney Hood coming up the bench. Then we saw them play Favors and Gobert together again. The options were all there. We saw Favors at the five with Joe Johnson at the four, which I think is going to be the key lineup for the playoffs. And maybe the key to the whole thing is that Derek looked good.
Well, this has been a well-thought-out thing. I would imagine the last couple of weeks, Quinn Snyder knowing that they were going to make the playoffs, and he was, I'm sure, was thinking long-term, thinking deeper into the season and into the playoffs as far as what players can he put out there on the floor. If I have to tighten up my rotation, how are we going to do that? And you get the feeling that, there's going to be a couple of players that are not going to get the minutes in the playoffs as they do it during the course of the year. And if they get those minutes, it's going to be not very many.
And what I thought was obvious, there have been some times, obviously, due to injuries where you looked out and our lineups had some dead spots or you wondered how you're going to – that didn't feel that way tonight. Every lineup seemed to have kind of a clear strength to it. And it's not that they're all perfect or anything, but they all – you looked at the lineup on the floor and said, oh, this group could do this, or this group, like Favors and Gobert, can defend, or Joe's spreading it out, they can score. There seemed like there was something, a strength to every lineup.
It's funny you brought that up because I thought about that during the course of the game and I wanted to say something, didn't slip my mind. I didn't come out because you didn't say one time tonight – where are we going to score from? How are we going to score points out there on the floor? What the matchups or the group that Quinn Snyder had out there on the floor? So, obviously, you felt that you were a little confident with what the Jazz had out there on the floor and getting it done.
It's going to be interesting to watch how some of these things work. One thing I really like if Rodney can get going is the Jazz having Hill, Hood, and Hayward on the floor together. Three different options that can all score. Austin Rivers is out game one and two, they announced today. So now all of a sudden they're playing Jamal Crawford at times. Well, Jamal Crawford can't defend, so you can go try to attack Jamal Crawford. Or maybe they have Jamal Crawford and Raymond Felton on the floor. Well, neither of those guys. So you can try to start finding spots where Quinn Snyder can exploit things. And what's interesting to me about the Clippers is they play one style all the time. The Jazz have the versatility to go play multiple different styles in different systems with this team.
You and Quinn Snyder must think alike, because this morning I'm sitting here talking to him, and as a matter of fact, Bowler and Matt comes over, and we were talking there as well, and he was talking about guys playing, guys coming off the bench, and he talked about Rodney Hood being a threat when he's coming off the bench. What does that do to the defense, to your opponents, to your defense? Just by him being a threat, maybe he doesn't have a great night, but he is that threat that makes your opponent have to make some adjustments to make them think about how to defend the Jazz out there on the floor.
Well, I think the thing that's important about that is that that second quarter has been such a problem for us this year. And so we'll see how the Jazz are able to react to that. 29th in the league offensively. I'm going to cut postcast short. Ron has got to get up to TV. There's a chance that you're going to get just more coverage from me with phone calls to Ron and Matt and Craig tomorrow and just a plethora of coverage between now and the playoffs on Locked On Jazz. So we're going to cut this short, let Ron get going. Quite honestly, I still feel terrible. For those of you who missed it, in halftime tonight, or no, when was it? Like 3 minutes left in the first quarter, or what was it, like a minute and a half, we were going to break, and they shot one of the T-shirt guns, and it hit me square on the forehead. I got knocked over, fell over a chair, said something I probably shouldn't have on the air, and it's fairly embarrassing, but I'll be honest, we're sitting here right now, and I just feel terrible, so we're going to wrap this up. This is Postcast on Locked On Jazz and Locked On Podcast Network.